us at tanner.org.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today's Thursday, October 19th. I couldn't read my own writing. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and today we have a very special guest in the studios with us today. We have Oak Mountain Academy. Not just Oak Mountain Academy, we have their visual and their performing arts programming professors, instructors, teachers, however you'd like to say it. I've been watching a lot of Harry Potter, so I'm going straight to professor. Today we have with the visual arts program, Sammy Glisson. With the vocal and music band program, we have Kristen Kimmel, as well as Carrie Manuel with the theater program up at Oak Mountain Academy. We have a lot to talk about. We are, of course, streaming on our app and on graticommunications.com, but we do not have a live stream on our Facebook page today. But if you'd like to check out a live stream of today's program, hop over to Oak Mountain Academy's Facebook. Hey, everybody at Oak Mountain Academy, waving at the camera there. Be sure to check out that stream. Let's hop right into it. Great topic to be talking about today. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you both for coming on the program today. Let's start with some introductions, some backgrounds about you. We'll start with Sammy Glisson with the Visual Arts Program. Tell us a bit about you.
Well, my name is Sammy Glisson. I am originally from Tupelo, Mississippi. I graduated from Middle Tennessee State, and my husband and I moved here about, oh my gosh, I think it's been 18 years ago. And we have two boys, and we just love this area, and I really enjoy Oak Mountain Academy.
Excellent. Yes. Now, do you ever feel like Carrollton is flat like Texas after coming here from Tennessee?
I actually lived in Texas.
You did?
I did. Oh. We lived in Texas for a couple of years after we got married.
You threw me a curveball, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So you've experienced the full spectrum.
Yes, and I love Georgia. I love the landscape and the scenery.
That's amazing.
I do love Texas. Kristen is from Texas. So.
Is she really?
Yeah, yes. I really. I didn't know that.
I don't think Texas has as many microclimates as Georgia. I don't know. That's pretty wild. Now, tell me, how long have you been with Oak Mountain Academy?
This is my fourth year.
Excellent.
Yes.
Now, what originally drew you to academia?
Well, I started off, I started off in interior design and the visual arts. I did go to art school, too, for college. And worked in interior design a lot. And then I had children, and I really became involved in their lives and eventually started teaching pre-K and opened my own studio and started doing art lessons out of my house. And then I had a studio in Carrollton for a little while and started doing paint parties and just enjoyed
paint parties. I like that.
Yeah. So I just enjoy teaching, and I love kids. I just really relate with them.
Sure. I do too sometimes.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's what I was called to do. So
absolutely. Well,
I love it.
In your time at Oak Mountain Academy, what's something that you love about Oak Mountain Academy? What's something that really sticks out to you about the opportunity to work there and to continue your educational path there?
Well, my favorite part, of course, are the students. The faculty is great. The staff is great. It's like a big family, and I love being able to see the families in the morning, like when they come in. I know the parents, and to me, I like the small class sizes too. It really gives me the opportunity to teach them one-on-one and just get to know the kids.
The interpersonal opportunity to really get to be there, you know.
Absolutely. And watch them come up all the way from pre-K through the 12th grade has been really nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I got to get Harry Potter out of the brain.
I'm
applying that. It's October. I can't help it. I'm just applying that.
Right.
It's like,
it's a nice setting, and it's just, I love driving in every morning, and just the campus is beautiful. So
that's wonderful. Let me tell you something. You're awesome. You're awesome. Give me a handshake there. You're great. I love that. Whenever the Oak Mountain crew comes in, you guys have such a great chemistry. You guys have such. It's very much a family energy. It's a family atmosphere. Whenever you guys have a chance to come in,
absolutely. And I love these girls.
Yeah, they're the best. Of course. Well, speaking of those girls, let's throw it over to Kristen Kimmel. Kristen, hey, what's up, girl? Tell us about you.
Yes, thank you for having us this morning. I'm Kristen Kimmel. I am the music teacher and choir director
at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm originally from Houston, Texas, and went to Baylor University in Waco.
Is it flat out there?
It's very flat. Not a lot of tall trees, so you can see for long distances.
It's good for the eyes, I've heard.
It's great. Yeah,
long distances.
But we really enjoy it here, and we love the topography and the just the small town atmosphere with knowing a lot of people. And so I got my music education degree at Baylor, and my husband is a musician also, and so that's why we moved out here almost 6 years ago. And I started at Oak Mountain. This is my fifth year there, so wow. I'm really enjoying seeing the growth of the music program, and just like Ms. Glisson said, seeing the kids grow up, like the current sixth graders started as little second graders, and seeing how they've grown as musicians and also personally, and
get their learner's license now. It's like, what?
And developing relationships with the families is really, really special.
Just because I'm curious, what instruments did you originally play, you and your husband? Like, does your husband, what does he play, and what instruments do you play, and what or are you strictly vocal?
Sure. Yeah.
And kind of what led you into what gave you helped elicit the passion of
the
music?
The passion, yes. So it probably started in children's choir at church. And then when I got into middle school, I saw the show choir perform, and I said, I have to be a part of that. And
once they do the box step, it's over with.
That's right, the box step, and lots of swaying and snapping.
I like this one, you know, like that.
And then that began my journey, because I had such amazing choir directors through the years, amazing voice teacher in college, and I just didn't know that I loved music so much until those teachers showed me that. And I didn't know that I had those skills and those gifts. And it really is a calling. And I know that God has given me these gifts. And to share that with my students, that's what I want to do. And that became a passion in college. I want to give my students the same opportunities that I had in school to discover their passions for music, for performing, and for sharing it with the world. And it's a personal outlet emotionally, but it also is a gift to those who hear it.
Letting that light shine.
That's right.
So before we move on, I got to ask, you know, what is something about the Oak Mountain experience that has really stood out to you in these 5 years, something that means a lot to you?
Right. Bonding with the other teachers and just that camaraderie, I absolutely love it. And then the bonding that we have with the students and the families, and just I know that when I go, I'm going to smile and laugh and have fun while we're all working toward the same goal. I actually talk with my husband a lot about that. I love how every single division, every teacher, every staff member, every family and student is working toward the same goal to create our lifelong learners with a wide diversity of skills and with our different backgrounds coming together with our different gifts. All three of us have different gifts. Dr. Moore, our band director, has incredible gifts that we all can use together. And the strong tradition of that, all the fun things that we get to do to have fun together also.
Amazing things can happen when everyone is pushing in the same direction,
right.
Moving
right.
forward. Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, let's throw it over to Carrie Manuel. Carrie is over the theater program with Oak Mountain Academy. Hey, tell us about you.
I am Carrie Manuel, and I feel like I should put on an old crone voice.
Perfect for the Harry Potter thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would be McGonagall in this situation.
Maggie Smith all day. Absolutely.
Yes, most definitely. I have been at Oak Mountain Academy almost as long as Sammy has been in Carrollton. Because this is the start of my 17th year here, I believe.
17th wow. year,
yes,
all right.
Yes, yes. And I also am, I'm from all over the place, but I got my bachelor's degree at Texas Woman's University in Denton, and my master's of fine arts at Tulane University in New Orleans. And my husband and I did Tulane together, and we moved here for him to work at the university, and I did professional theater, and then fell into teaching at the university, and then was very blessed at the time when it was time for me to end the university that they needed a theater teacher. I was supposed to be here for 1 year, and then I was the intent was to go back to the university, and at the end of the year, the head at the time said, "Gee, we hate to lose you. Are you sure? And I was like, oh, I'm so glad you said that because I really don't want to go. And I have been at Elk Mountain ever since. I've been, and we've grown the theater program from being only a program of the upper school to where we have middle school and lower school classes now. So as Kristen talked about, right, when she first got here, her sixth graders, were second graders. My seniors were second graders when I first had them. And I can tell you stories about our little biddies who have grown into these wonderful young men and women who are getting ready to sally forth from everything that we've given them and greet the world and go on their new adventures.
You got me hyped. I want to graduate from Oakland Academy. This is great. Going out to change the world.
We are. And we have been, it's been so rewarding to see what the kids have done and still be able to be friends with kids. We have kids coming back and talking to us and saying, Miss Manuel, if I hadn't done this with you, I wouldn't have the strength to do this, or I wouldn't have had been able to reach out and do that. Miss Kimmel, you taught me so much. Miss Glisson, you put me in an art show that I would have never thought I would done, and this has been able to, I've been able to reach out through that. We're friends with we still stay up with the students, with their parents. It is really, I'm feeling redundant, but it really, really is a very family community that stays. It's not just you drop off, you graduate, and you go on, and you never reflect back, and you never go back. Our families come back. I'm teaching second generation kids now. I'm teaching kids of kids that I taught. And that's really, really exciting and really wonderful about what we found here. I truly, having done professional theater, having taught in the university and other settings, I found home.
Would you say that that component of the Oak Mountain experience has been the one that has meant the most to you, that has stuck with you, having that opportunity to teach the generations, to have that legacy when
you
come back?
Yes. When you're in a university setting, especially if you teach the core classes, you have kids for a semester, and that's it. And you may start to build a bond, and they may see you and wave, but that's it. I'm willing to bet that most people who have gone to college couldn't tell you who their public speaking teacher was or who their English teacher was. And I have kids that will go, oh, yeah, Miss Manuel. But I also want to back up that part of that with this is the support that we have. I have been able to go out on limbs with some of the things that we've done, some of the production that we've done, because I know that everybody in here and everybody who's back at the school has my back and is supporting me and is reaching out to say, what can we do to help? What can we do to make this successful? What can we do to make our kids successful and have this? So it really is, it's not just the students and the parents, but the entire family experience is wonderful.
Time is 8:43. We're going to go take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the Visual and Performing Arts Program on the Mountain up at Oak Mountain Academy. Carrie Manuel, Kristen Kimmel, and Sammy Glisson. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Woo-hoo.
Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating a 61-year legacy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us for our annual fall festival. On Friday, October 27th at 3:30 p.m., join us at the OMA Gym for food, fun, and fellowship. Costume, games, raffles, and competitions are just a few of our fall festival exciting activities. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice, Thursday, October 19th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are chatting with the Oak Mountain Academy Visual and Performing Arts Programs here on Community Voice. We are also live streaming today on Oak Mountain Academy's Facebook page, so be sure to check that out. If not now, at least later, at least some point, so you can see all of our beautiful faces. Everybody wave at the camera. All right. So let's talk a bit about the programs. Let's unpack these programs and kind of talk about talk about what really sets them apart, what is offered to the students. Let's start with the visual arts program. Let's start with Sammy Glisson.
Okay. Well, the Oak Mountain students, all grades have access to our visual arts program, all the music programs and everything. So my classes start with actually pre-K 3 and go all the way through 12th grade. So I have little bitties through high school, and then I also do a home ec class where we do interior design, we do some culinary things, we learn about.
I love you get to bring interior design back into
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
I want to hire you for this studio.
Anytime.
Get some billowy ceilings
yes,
and stuff.
Yes.
So, didn't mean to interrupt though. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, but I do lots of fun things with the kids, and I try to stay on course as far as what the subject matter is each month. Like this year, I'm doing something different. I'm doing an artist of the month. So I carry that through all the grades. Mm-hmm. So, for example, this month we're doing Frida Kahlo. Yes, because it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Yes. Or it's around that time. So, and it's also fall and Halloween. So they love that. So we've been watching videos and then doing some fun things. And I start like with the little kids, they're doing like little masks that they can wear. And then I'm also incorporating into our hallway an artist of the month, so for OMA. So kids get the opportunity to have their artwork put up. And so that's kind of interesting, and they love it. They love to walk by and see who's artist of the month.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You know, you get to have your...
Right.
Because remember, I mean, we were talking about this system, you know, like where these kids get to have a streamlined experience from, you know, early elementary school all the way through their senior year. I mean, everyone, the next generations are seeing their art on the wall, you know, that's
exactly,
cool.
Exactly, exactly. And they all talk between themselves because they see each other on campus. Mm-hmm. And so the little ones get to see the big ones. So it's neat that they all have that in common and they get to see like how the artwork evolves as they grow older. So that's been a neat thing that I've been doing this year. And I also, in the program, we do drawing, we do painting, we do ceramics. You name it. I try to incorporate all different kinds of techniques from a small age.
Absolutely.
So,
do you have one that's more popular than the others? I wonder if the kids love doing ceramics.
They love clay. They love clay. They love play. They love anything, you know, tactile or tangible that they can.
Messy.
That they can put their yes, they love messy. And with the younger ones, I have 30 minutes with them each week. So I try to, we may not get finished with one lesson in a week. We may carry it over, but it's neat.
But I think that's cool because the program does seem to have this heart of you know, creativity, originality, do what you want, you know, create something that's strictly you while also honoring the inspirations that have come before. I mean,
exactly.
do you ever highlight particular artists that you love, like that you adore?
Yes. Like I really do love Frida Kahlo. I love her struggle in life and how she does have some darker works that she did, but it, you know, she used art as therapy to get through her struggles in life. And I explained that to the kids. We've talked about that a lot. So yes.
You know what you should do? If you ever do a segment, you know, just focused on Salvador Dali, you should just bring a handful of ants into the room, you know, and just leave them around.
Well, some of the kids would really love that. And some would
be like,
scream. Wow,
the art's coming to life.
Right, right.
The art's coming to life. Yes. Sammy, thank you. I appreciate that glimpse into the program there. And I love seeing how it's grown over the years. It's really exciting.
It is exciting.
Do you have goals in the next few years for where you want to see the program go?
Yes, I feel like in the past couple of years, we've kind of come together more for like common themes. We have a spring showcase, and we try and stay on theme with that. So I try to incorporate the kids' artwork into the music and drama. So I think just staying on that course is a big part of it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's throw it over to Kristen Kimmel. Kristen, let's unpack the vocal and the band program. All about music, man. Lay it on us.
That's right. So we start in pre-K 3, just like in art. So little three-year-olds. They're so cute when they come in and we sing, and it's a blast. They love playing instruments, and they genuinely love music. And then that lower school program goes through fifth grade, and the older kids have 45 minutes a week of music, and we sing, we do physical movement with music to feel the beat or feel rhythm. We play instruments. I work a lot on vocal technique. That's my background, is primarily the voice. I play a little piano. So we do silly songs that have nothing to do with what we're learning. Like right now we have a warm-up about an Oreo and how much we love Oreo cookies.
I do too,
but it's really fun,
cookies.
And I tell them, this is really serious, guys. This is really serious. And then we sing about Oreos, but in that they're learning about rhythm, they're learning vocal technique. I'm incorporating proper breath control and singing technique, so they're not harming their voice as they sing. So that's my job.
It's a silly Trojan horse of technique. You know?
That's right. So in the silly stuff and then the serious stuff, as we prepare for performances, we just had Grandparents Day performance. Christmas program is coming up, and everybody sings for those performances. And we had a group play instruments, xylophones. They did their own xylophone accompaniment for the rest of the group who was singing. And so those skills, being able to sing with very little accompaniment, play different parts, and then that's also preparing them for what they're doing in band. So it just goes hand in hand. The more they're in band, they're playing recorder, playing instruments, the better they're doing with singing and reading music for me. And then the more that they're doing that in there, the better they're doing in band. It's just really exponentially increasing their skills.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, not every academic institution allows students to consistently and exponentially build on that theory. You know, typically
that's
it's
right.
Like, yeah, you take a music class here, you take a music class there, and it just kind of, you know, it's not consistent, it leaves them. But I like that this is something that's cultivated and nurtured, and you
that's
can
right.
build on it each year. So, you know, by the end, they have I imagine a fair understanding of time signatures and whatnot, and
that's
and
right.
perhaps chosen an instrument, had they gone into band. Let's talk right. about the band, by the way, the band there.
Sure. So Dr. Moore, our lower school dean and also band director, starts in fourth grade with recorder. And it's a great time to just get the basics down, learning to read music, time signatures, like you mentioned. Then they choose an instrument in fifth grade, at the beginning of fifth grade, and he works with them on just those basic instrumental techniques. And I'm not an instrumentalist, so I hope I'm doing all this justice. And then when they get into middle school, right now it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade are all playing together as the middle school band. And as Dr. Moore and I work together, the goal was to kind of start from the bottom up with the growth. And so we started with those 6th and 7th graders a couple years ago. And then as we've grown, their skills grow. We have more students involved in both band and chorus. So all of them have chorus. I'm like, when I leave here, I'm going to go teach 6th and 7th grade chorus. And I have 8th grade chorus later today. And that's a new group that's very, very skilled.
Sure.
So we share that time, too. They have me for part of the time. And then they go to band for the second part of that class period. We can kind of give and take as we need. So the band program has grown so quickly over just 2 years, I think. This is year 3 of the band program, and it's amazing what those kids can do. I'm in awe every time they play at how quickly they've learned their instrument and can play in a group setting like that.
Well,
it's incredible.
And if they ever need any inspiration, you can crack out the bow tie and cummerbund and give them a little
that's
taste
right.
of the show choir line. Time is
8:53.
We're going to take our second commercial, our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation regarding the Visual and Performing Arts Program at Oak Mountain Academy with Sammy Glisson, Kristen Kimmel, and Carrie Manuel. Stay with us.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back. Oak Mountain Academy, Thursday, October 19th. You're listening to Community Voice. Yes, we got the Oak Mountain Academy of Visual and Performing Arts programs here in the studio with us today. We have teachers Carrie Manuel, Kristen Kimmel, and Sammy Glisson. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com, or you can check out the live stream that Oak Mountain Academy is producing this morning. Shout out everybody tuning in on the Oak Mountain Academy live stream on their Facebook. Let's throw it over, last but certainly not least, because you have a few years of just experience on these gals at Oak Mountain Academy. Talk to us a bit about the theater program.
Well, the theater program, much like the other two programs, starts in the lower school. I start with kindergartners, and we build each year. So for kindergartners, a lot of what we're doing is playing games. We're learning how to move and use all levels. Yesterday, again, kindergarten is a 30-minute class. We imagined things that we did over fall break. So we spent a good deal of time being on roller coasters, which meant we stood there and we lay back and then everybody went forward and did all of that motion and felt what it was like to imagine that and create that for an audience. So we start a lot with games with the littler kids, and then as they get up and get more comfortable with reading, we go into doing small scripts and learning, you know, how to be on stage, how to present yourself. And one of the big things is how to create a character that is not yourself. When they're very small, they don't want to be the bad guy. They don't want to be unliked. And so, or they don't want to be, you know, the one that everybody picks on. You get into middle school and you have a whole nother thing with this because they don't want to be uncool.
Oh, I wore a cape in high school. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to be the bad guy. I love that. That's so it changes, you know, it develops.
It does. So we do this a lot with play, with scripts, and then with character work and also the other aspects of theater. I have, depending on the year, for my one-act play competition, various student designers. This year I have a student lighting designer and a student sound designer. I have had student set designers. I've had student props and makeup people and everything going with that. So I teach all aspects of theater. We've got lighting. We're working on getting a more comprehensive sound system. Anybody want to, I'm giving a plug. We would love to have you ask us about helping us with sound. So, but it's really a comprehensive and wonderful program to be a part of and learn different aspects and go with that. And we've had people from Oak Mountain who have gone on further because of that.
It's incredible to see that program develop over the years.
It
great
is.
Work.
Thank
great
you. Work. Thank you. And it's wonderful to see, as I said, the kids grow.
Almost 20 years of investing into this program has really, 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 it's great to see that, you know. We only have about a minute left. So real quick, I had to ask.
Yes.
For parents, people that are tuning in that want their kids to participate in experiences like this, I mean, how are there ways to you know, about affordability? You know, I think
Absolutely.
It seems beyond their means sometimes, but talk to us about
and
that.
And that's one of the most common things that people say when they go, oh, I don't know that I could to go to a mountain. But our theme this year is discovering your journey. And we have academic scholarships that include our Journeys Program scholarship, our alumni scholarship, our merit scholarship, and our head of school scholarship. These are all academic-based scholarships. But we also have tuition assistance, and we use the GOAL platform, which allows for tuition and makes it affordable. And really, this is something that you almost can't afford not to do. It's a wonderful program to keep going and keep going. But come talk to us. Amanda Tayeb, our admissions person, will be glad to go over everything and clearly explain all of those.
All right. Well, hey, thank you all for joining us in the studio today. And everyone tuning in at home, we'll see you next time.